Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm calling for an opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Anna?
This is Anna. You're calling from where?
For an opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you have a 5 minutes so you can help me with the survey?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, miss. Let me open the survey right now. Okay, so this is Anna Ramirez, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And let me see. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
Like the... You mean the groceries and all that?
Yeah, everything in Phoenix.
Yeah, everything's very expensive and the pay is still kind of the same.
Okay, so can you tell me, do you think the things are going in the right direction or in the right track?
That it's not going that good here.
Okay. And in that case, we can say right direction or ground track. You can tell me.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, the options. The options that we have on the survey are right direction or ground track.
Ground track.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in their community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin, I'm sorry. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
It's clear.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me see. The question is, in what year were you born, miss?
1991.
Thank you so much. Let me see. Okay, the next question say, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, we're all Hispanic Latino.
Okay, and is that you or a household member?
All of us.
Okay, thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? It's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first line say more affordable housing options to rent or buy. You can rate from 1 to 5.
Okay, 5 being like a green?
Yeah, 5, the scale will be where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life.
I think 4.
Okay. Thank you. And the next say, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Four as well.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
Yeah, 5.
You say 5?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
I don't think it's that bad, so like a 3.
Okay, thank you. And more good-paying jobs?
Yeah, 5.
Thank you. And more dining entertainment options?
3.
Thank you. And better public transportation options?
3.
Thank you. And the next question say, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laven?
Yeah, these are a good amount.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laven?
I think they're building a lot, so as of now, I think it's the right amount.
Okay, thank you. And the next question say, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laven. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Laven?
Yes.
And that is a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
I've only seen one click, like emergency room, but not like a big hospital.
Okay.
So, uh-huh. Yeah.
So we can say a strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And the next say, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laven?
Yes.
And that is okay, thank you so much. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laven?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you so much. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laven?
Somewhat, yeah, there's some.
Thank you. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laven?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. And we are in the 57% of the survey list. Thank you so much for your time. Mm-hmm. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laven?
I think we need like a Sam's or Costco, like the warehouse one, or Winkle, and also like the Mexican, like Food City or Ranch Market or El Super kind of stores. Like there's none of those close by.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are moving to the next question, switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laven? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not problem at all?
For people trying to find over here, it's probably moderate. Like, there's not really no apartments or stuff like that. It's more houses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we can say it's moderate. a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight
moderate
problem. A moderate problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laven? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I don't really know because I don't know how much the rents are. Like I own my house.
Uh-huh.
It's a mortgage, yeah, so I don't know how much the rents are. Okay. Here.
Okay, so we are moving to the next question. Thank you so much for your time. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laven. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Laven?
Yes.
That will be yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat. Can you turn on the mic, please?
Thank you so much. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laven?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Lavin?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Lavin?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And the next question, how long have you lived in Phoenix, miss?
How long?
Yeah.
31 years.
Okay, so we can say more than 20 years, the options that we have in the system. Yeah. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first says, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Are you strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I didn't hear, like it kind of cut off.
Okay, I'm going to read you again. You will need to tell me, now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options mm-hmm. in Lavin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Can you tell me, are you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And the next says, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you favor or opposed to this?
Favor.
Favor, we can say strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Repurpose or replace parking lot with new housing. Are you favor or opposed to this?
Parking lot, opposed.
I'm sorry?
Opposed?
And somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Are you favor or opposed to this?
Opposed.
Opposed? That will be somewhat or strongly opposed?
Yeah, somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you favor or opposed to this?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you so much. And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Are you favor or opposed to this?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you so much. We are in the 91% of the survey right now. Thank you so much for your time. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The senior year of high school.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount. I'm going to read the options. Is less than 25,000. The next option is 25,000 to 50,000. 50,000. That one? Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Anna.
Thank you so much, Anna. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us, and thank you so much for your time, Anna. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.